We've been doing second date updates for a long time, and we've heard a lot of corny, cheesy pickup lines. But today's involved violence, and that's why I'm into it. Corny what? And violent, I'm definitely down. I want to hear about it. And that's why Samantha is on the phone. She wants to do a second date update today. What's up, Samantha? How are you?
I'll be better once we get this figured out.
Oh, my God. Are you the violent one in this situation?
No. Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. What? I was going to say, you said no, but I read your email. It sounds like you were the violent one.
Oh, my God. She laughs at it, like, oh, I mean, yeah.
Well, it's okay. I'll just tell you what happened. So I met this guy named Corey at a house party, and the way we met was pretty weird. He came up to me. I didn't know him. He was like, hey, can you do me a big favor? And I was like, okay, what is it? And he was just like, can you just slap me in the face as hard as you can?
What?
Whoa. He just came up to you out of the blue and asked you to slap him.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like completely, I was like, is this some sort of like weird kinky thing? It's like, I was so confused.
Dude, did you just pull back and do it? Or did you tell him no?
No, I was just like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he was like, no, like, I'm not going to be mad at you. I promise, like, you'd be really helping me out if you would just slap me in the face.
Why did he want you to slap him in the face?
Well, after I kept being like, no, like, finally I was like, okay, and I slapped him, and then he was just like, oh, thank you so much. Now I know I'm not dreaming. You are real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, that's what I meant. Corny pickup line, but at least it involved a slap in the face.
I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
That is a lot of work.
So much.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, and that's why I like him. I thought that was actually pretty funny.
Oh, my God. How hard did you hit him?
Pretty hard.
It would have been awesome if you just knocked him out.
Yeah.
And he would have never been able to deliver that line.
It's like, that's not how I planned it.
He was kind of really starting to annoy me, so I just really went for it when I hit him.
Oh, my God. So, wait, did you guys hang out that night, or did you go on a date later?
Well, you know, we continued talking that night, but then we did end up getting coffee the next weekend.
Was there any slapping or hitting involved in that?
No, not that time.
Okay. Aww. How was coffee with him then?
I was having a good time. I think he was, but then he did have somewhere he had to be. So we only hung out for maybe like an hour.
But that's kind of a long time for coffee.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. And then we did end up actually going out a second time after that.
Oh, good.
So this is like a third date update for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was the second date that wasn't that great, I guess. Oh.
What happened then? What'd you guys do?
We went and we got drinks, and I don't know. I guess I got a little too comfortable. I ended up getting pretty drunk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That wasn't a good look. So I asked him to give me a ride home because it got to the point where, like, I wouldn't have been able to drive. I was pretty drunk. So on the way home, I could tell I was going to get sick.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, like, I told him, like, it was coming, and I was like, pull over, and there wasn't really time, so at a red light, I just kind of opened the door and, like, leaned out the car.
Oh, jeez.
So you puked. Did you get any in his car?
No. I'm just really careful about that.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you can recover as long as you didn't puke inside his car.
Yeah.
Unless he's an Uber driver, because I think they get money if you puke in there. He might have actually liked that.
He should have fined you.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm assuming that's why I haven't heard back from him. I texted him the next day, like, I'm so embarrassed, I'm so sorry, that shouldn't have happened. You know, I'd really like to see you again.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, he does respond to me occasionally, but it's just pretty clear he's not trying to actually hang out with me anymore.
Yeah, you slapped him in the face and then puked in his car.
Sort of, yeah.
He asked for one of those
things.
That's
true. He did ask for the smack.
I mean, I know I obviously messed up, but I feel like we had a really good connection, and I deserve a second chance.
Would you give him a second chance if he was the one that had puked?
I mean, honestly, drunk people are stupid. They do stupid things.
Yeah.
Like, I would say if I got that messed up again, that would be one thing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like anybody can screw up on time.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Hang on.